Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on out, come on in. Come on in, jump in the water. The water is fine. Come on now. Come on now. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now. Hallelujah. Come on now. This is your day. Come on now. Woo, come on now. Come on now. This is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. 5785. Come on now. Come on now, get this right now. This is your season. I want you to get this of multiplied and abundant grace. Multiply and abundant grace. Ha, glory. This is going to be the time and season. Listen, that you begin, listen, that God opens up, whoo, God opens up the windows of heaven and pours you out an empowerment to prosper and be successful in your purpose. Ha, glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on now, you better jump in. You better jump in. Come on now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now, I declare and decree. Ha, glory. Woo. Ha, glory. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant. And I know it's not as early as I normally get on. But listen, a part of this season is walking in divine rest and restoration. Come on now. But listen, I want to welcome you to this broadcast. Ha, glory. Hikesha. Woo, my God, my God, my God. I want to welcome you to this release, listen, of the power of God in your life, okay? This time and season of multiplied and abundant grace is when God empowers you, he empowers you, he empowers you, I'm going to say it again, he empowers you to do what he purposed and created you to do, okay? I know what you're saying. What does that mean? Okay, when God creates everything, he creates it. Okay, let me just say it like this. When God creates everything, and y'all gonna make me go here. Let's go here. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Come on now. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Let's just go here. So that way, I want you to get all this clarity and understanding. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. In Jesus' mighty name. We're going to share a few things right here, then I'm going to let you go. Just want to encourage you today. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Look at verse 1 and 2. It says, to everything there is a season and a time. Listen. To every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up or harvest that which is planted. Okay, now this is Ecclesiastes, and this is why God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, okay? Okay, God's kingdom is built on seed time. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So when you understand what season you are in, God's times and seasons are dictated by his purpose. Come on now, let's get this. Okay, this is why I want you to get the clarity and understanding. Your purpose is what dictates your times and seasons of operation. Oh, come on now. I'm going to say it again. The purpose that God created you to do on this earth dictates your times and seasons of operations and functions, your ebbs and flows as you are walking this path of life or path of purpose, okay? Why is this key? Well, let's just take a look at it, okay? I said that 57 to 85 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. This is the prophetic release that God gave over this season. Now, when you look at this season, it breaks down like this. It'll be a season of divine grace and completion, okay? Our glory. Woo, the year 5 and the 7, this combination is a time of receiving God's grace for completing the cycles and bringing divine fulfillment to the promises that have been spoken over your life, your family, and the nation. It'll be a time and season of renewal and new beginnings. The 8 signifies that period of struggles and waiting that will open up a season of supernatural breakthroughs leading to fresh starts. This aligns with God's ability to bring new life even in dead situations. The power of your mouth, the power of the mouth. This is a time specifically to watch what you're speaking out of your mouth. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra weight and authority, releasing God's plans into the earth for your life. And the next function is the time of rest and preparation for greater work, okay? This season, the 7, also represents a season of divine rest. Doesn't mean inactivity and not doing anything, but preparation. Just as God rested on the 7th day. Sorry about that. I forgot I gave. There we go. Got to get used to this AI camera right here. God rested on the 7th day. This can be a season of rest in faith while God prepares the next phase of life's journey, okay? So when we take a look at today, today is the 325th day of the year. Come on now, we're getting closer and closer. And this, high glory. Now this is dealing with the season of 2024. It's the 325th day of 2024. And this signifies, it connects this way, okay? Biblical numerology, everything that God does, everything that he says, okay? And I'm typing this into Instagram here. There we go. Okay. There we go. So the number 325 can be broken into 3 sections: divine perfection and completion, witness and partnership, and grace. Okay. See how grace is continually connected to each day and time and season that we're dealing with, okay? The 3 represents the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, and speaks to God's sovereignty. The 2 emphasizes agreement, unity, and the power of covenant. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, he says, remember that it is me that gives you the power to get wealth, to establish the covenant. My covenant. This is all about God keeping the covenant or the promise of power, life, grace, abundance, favor, peace, joy in your life. Woo, my God. And the 5 represents grace, unmerited favor, and divine empowerment. See, this is why you got to understand what season you are in. Come on now. The devil is a lie. Here we go. There we go. The 11 often signifies transition, alignment, and preparation for fulfillment. November is the 11th month, signifying transition, alignment, preparation for fulfillment. Spiritually, this indicates a time to move forward in faith and position yourself for the manifestation of God's promise. Amen. And it also represents the prophetic implication. Amen. That the 325th day sits near to the conclusion of the Gregorian year, symbolizing completion and readiness to step into new seasons of grace and abundance. And it's a time, amen, it's a time, I'm gonna say it again, it's a time to reap the harvest of what's been sown in faith throughout the year, okay? So let's get this together, okay? One, now. So we're going to be in seasons of grace and new beginnings, the multiplication of grace, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards me so that in all things, in all times, you would always have all that you need and you would abound in every good work. When you read that in the King James Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Oh, come on now. Are you getting this? Okay. Oh, man, let's go there. Let's break this down. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. I want you to see this. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Are you getting some this year? If so, someone type, it is so. Come on now. It is so. Come on, get it, get it, get it. Come on, get it. It is so. Look at what it says. And God is able to make what? All grace. The word all in the Greek is the pas of God, which means the whole, all things, everything, collectively, all types, every. And then the word grace. Is God exerting his holy influence upon your life? Woo! That keeps, strengthens, and increases. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The spiritual condition by which one is governed by the power of divine grace. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Devil is a lie. Come on now. You ain't gonna mess with the broadcast. Woo, my God. You see what God is breaking down? All grace, his empowerment to abound. Let's look at the word abound. The word abound is the perisu of God, which means above number or measure, to be over. Ha, glory. Oh, to be at hand in abundance, to be great. Woo! The thing which comes in abundance overflows. Come on now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Turn out abundantly. How glory. To abound, to overflow, to be abundantly furnished with. Oh, come on now. To have in abundance. Oh, come on now. To be in affluence. Oh, come on. Woo! To make abundant or excellent. Listen, to be abundantly furnished with. Oh my God, you are in your season. And we're going to, oh my God, we got to stop it right there. This is going to be a season that you are going to be abundantly. Woo, oh my God, to be a, woo, you are going to be, oh, I got to get this. I got to see that again. It says that you will be abundantly furnished with. Come on now. You will be abundantly furnished with. I got to say that one more again. You will be abundantly furnished with. Woo! That you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Woo! My God, my God, my God. This is going to be your season that you shall be abundantly furnished with. Come on now. Stop being, oh my God, stop walking in this false humility where you think God is not concerned about you having things. Woo, that's a lie. Oh, see? Oh, see, we're going, oh, come on, we're going to put our neck on the devil's neck right here. Come on now. See, you about to make me blow it? Let me show you in the word. Okay. Go to Luke chapter 19. Verse 42, we're going to end right here for today. Come on now, someone type, I receive it, it is so. Come on, get this right now. We're going to read verse 19, and we're going to read chapter 19, verse 41 and 42. Come on now, someone type, it is so. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Oh, my God. Woo! Saying, if you had known, even now, at least in this thy day. Come on now. Someone look at yourself. Type this in your little comment right there. This is my day. If you had known, even now, at least in this thy day, the things which belong to your peace. But now they are hid from your eyes. The things that belong to your peace. I'm going to say it again. The things that belong to your peace. You got some things out there that will activate and submerge you in peace because they're connected and belong to your peace. This is going to be the season that you are abundantly furnished with the things that, oh, come on now, that are connected and belong to your peace. Whoa, come on now. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, you better get this right. Oh, my God. I see, I felt that. Oh, my God, you better get your seed ready. He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Come on now. Oh, my God, my God. You better get this. You better sow your seed. Sow your seed. Come on now, sow your seed. Sow your seed, sow your seed. Amen. Sow your seed, amen. Whether it's to the church PayPal or the church Zelle, restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L at Gmail, or if you want to sow the Teruma into the hand of the prophet using my Cash App at $MDBryant. I need people to sow the $157.85 seed or the $578.50 seed or the $5,007. Listen, we need some things. Listen, I told you guys on Monday, listen, praise God, I am starting this new journey in my life. Some things that belong to my peace that is manifesting with the MFA, the Masters of Fine Arts. The Lord has told me to go get a Master of Fine Arts for what I'm getting ready to walk into in my next level of teaching. Remember, my testimony is God called me to be a teacher and everything about me teaches. So this next level in my life is going back to school to get the tools, to get the paperwork, to get the certification that I am on this next level. Okay, use my Cash App, $MDBryant. And I need $700 this week to take care of the trip because I got to go to the school for 9 days and meet with advisors and teachers and get in because this is the part of the things that belong, the things that are manifesting, being furnished. Listen, when you sow into high glory, the things that belong to my peace, now you're activating what belongs to your peace. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. Listen, sow this seed. Father, I thank you. You said while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and decree prosperity and wealth, seed time and harvest, manifestation in their life. Father, I declare and decree, woo, that they are being abundantly furnished with the necessary things they need to walk in the peace of God in this season. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen and amen and amen. I wish I had somebody with me. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, my God, my God. Come on now, you better get this. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Go back, get the scripture. We're going to be right here. I think we're going to be on these two verses of scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and Luke chapter 19, verse 42. We're going to be here for the rest of the week. Amen. Be blessed.